The Beaupas area, or Bonanza Park, as it's redeveloped, will see zoning that allows for more pedestrian connection with pathways and ease the congestion along its borders by adding more road connections. And new structures built in the area will enhance those connections in an area in which residents can live, work, play, and shop. At least that's the plan with what's called form-based code. The city has worked for the last 2.5 years with a planning firm to come up with a layout for new roads that will dissect the area, a layout for pathways and parks, and the details for building codes. The area will include a mix of residential and commercial. With 4 new commissioners on the Park City Planning Commission, the goal of Wednesday's meeting was to bring those members up to speed on the details of the code. Still, after several iterations of roads, pathways, and green spaces in the area, several new planning commissioners wanted to understand not only the details, but the bigger questions of how it will all come together. Planning Commissioner Clay Stewart, a longtime builder who isn't necessarily sold on form-based code, expressed the biggest concerns.
I think this is probably the biggest, most important zoning decision that's ever been made in Park City. It involves a major transformation of a district in town that's absolutely central. Everybody uses it. And so I sure hope we take the time to get this right.
Stewart was specifically concerned about tall buildings built close to the street along Bonanza that would not be amenable to having pedestrians mix with a steady stream of traffic. He also held concerns about how certain large buildings would end up being non-compliant with the code if they were to be redeveloped, like the Fresh Market. Stewart had a number of other concerns, and other commissioners, like Steve Joyce, felt the commission didn't have a full grasp on what form-based code in this application would bring. Planner Scott Polakov of Gateway Planning said there comes a point that you need to move ahead on the project before investors and developers take their financing elsewhere. He said there's been more public outreach on this project than most other projects he works on, and at some point, you just have to bite the bullet.
Having spent 2.5 years on this project, you're pretty much at the top of the list of projects we've worked on where there's been opportunity for landowners and the public to be involved and knowledge of this. We've had multiple community meetings we mail out. There's been press. What we're, frankly, I'll just say it, what we're really getting is for most of the stakeholders, they're like, why haven't you considered this formally and moved forward and implemented it? Because most of the people are saying they would like to do this. I'm just going to put it out there and say it. What we're really hearing from folks is we've been waiting and waiting and waiting. The market has been anticipating this. People are actually gearing up to do things. And frankly, what you're doing is you're losing credibility and momentum.
Planning Commissioner Preston Campbell suggested that they agree on the bigger goals and work out the fine detail later.
Why can't the city remove some of that uncertainty by agreeing to, you know, the first 10 pages of this, and then worrying about the next 60 pages, the, as you call it, the granular detail later? Because I feel like you're asking us to do all of this at the same time.
We are. MP is charged. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. We're asking you to do all this at the same time because we're asking you to actually help us finalize a Ferrari and to get into it. But if you only do the chassis and the drivetrain and you don't put the wheels in and you don't put the fine-grained detail of every piece that needs to go in there for it to drive effectively, it won't work. We're not asking you to make a decision on the detail tonight. We're asking you to dig into the detail with us over the next couple months.
So then the meeting circled back to the overarching philosophy of the future redevelopment of Bonanza Park that precipitated the move toward form-based code in the first place. It's an area that can and should take more density, that has focused interplay between living, working, and the ease of movement by cars and pedestrians alike. It's about creating green space and implementing green building practices. It's meant to incorporate a variety of housing types and inspire social interaction. Planning Commission will forward a recommendation to City Council after several more meetings. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.